Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Chavches, second to last daf here in the second parak of Maseches Sukkah, and we continue with the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah and many fascinating inyanim that come up on on today's daf. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, we'll just start with the tshuva that we ended off with yesterday, and that is the Noda B'Yehuda discusses the halacha of Chayev L'Hakwa Pnei Rabba Beregel, which was brought up yesterday by Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara that appears here, and in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We spoke about the Pnei Yeshua yesterday. The Noda B'Yehuda says, isn't it a mystery that this is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch? That's my question. Umeata gam kabo pnei rabo I efshar l'chayev b'chol Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh diem kain. He says, let me explain. If it was really the halacha that you have to go meet your Rebbe every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh based on the pasuk, yihiyah kavod rabo gadol mikvod hashchina she'ena holich l'Yerushalayim rak shalosh pamim chagam atzos chag hashvos chag hasukos. And therefore, you're not allowed to do that. V'im kein lefizeh, bizman hazeh, sheba avonoseinu harabim, niskayem v'hashimosi es mikdash shechem. We don't have a mikdash. Sheafilu b'shas shmama, kedushasa aleha, v'ashchina lozaza mikosel hamaravi. The shchina is still there, but we don't have the base of mikdash. V'ein an, he was never at the kotel hamaravi, but he was in Prague. V'ein anach v'yicholchim l'kala p'nei ashchina shama klal, ki lo chiva utanu atora ki'im, b'karben chagiga b'olos re'iyah. Taking a stand on that issue, there is no obligation today of being Ola Regel. Is there a Kiyum? That's a discussion elsewhere. But he says there's definitely no Chiyuv. Ein makom lahatol Chiyuv l'kabal pnei rabo klau. K'sheheinu holich malafal chiyuv lo momi menu, el sheyidich rak l'kabal panav. Diem king, kvod o godo, mikvod shamayim. V'reb Yitzchak al-Zvan ha-mikdash amar, shechayev l'kabal pnei rabo. Aval hatur v'ashulchan arach, she'ena me'atike ha-gamara, ein darkam lahavi rak mashu al-pi adin, u'bizmanenu zeh, v'chein ishmitu davar zeh she'enu chiyuv ata. That is the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Chelek Arachayim, Simen Tzadi Dalet. That is the, relating to the end of the shiur yesterday. Okay, now we get back to our issue. Remember the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says you have to use your own sukkah. You have to use a sukkah for all 7 days of sukkahs. Right? You have to have a very special connection to each of them. If it falls down, then you can rebuild it. Maybe you have to rebuild it with the same materials, Tosfos said. That was a discussion on yesterday's Amid Beis. So Tanur Rabbanan, second to last skinny line that we have over here, Chav Zayin Amid Beis. Maisa B'Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshavas B'Galil Ha'Elyon, B'Sukasel Sh'Rabbi Yochanan B'Rabbi Eloi. One time Rabbi Eliezer, was being Shoveis in the Upper Galilee, in the Sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan, B'Rabbi Eloi B'Kesari, V'Amri La B'Kes Rayon. Right, one of these places. V'igiyah chama l'sukkah, and the sun started getting sunny in the sukkah. Omer lo ma'u she'efros ala asadin. Can I spread a sheet over the sukkah? Pashas, as we'll see later on in the Gemara, Rashi says this is the Hilchos Shabbos question. Am I allowed to spread over a sheet? I have a roof, I have a sukkah, but I want to know, I want to make it shadier so that I don't get bothered by the sun. So can I spread a sheet? An issue of ohel arai. Am I allowed to do that? Omer lo. And the answer given was no answer. Ein lecha kol shevet v'shevet mi Yisrael shlohemed v'menu shofet. Right? We had a similar gemara back in Maseches Yoma that he didn't want to answer the question. He says there's no shevet amongst Israel that didn't have a shofet from them. Every shevet had a shofet. Rashi goes through each one and notes that some of them we don't know. Right? Rashi says which shofetim are we talking about? Rashi says. Moshia es Yisrael, Osun Shahayu Mishameis Yoshua Vad Shmuel, Shemashach Shaul Amelech, in between Yehoshua and Shaul. That was the times of the Shoftim. And he goes through Yoshua from Ephraim, Eyud from Binyamin, Gidon from Menashe, Shimshon from Dan, Barak, Ivtzan, who was Boaz from Yehuda, Eli Milevi, Tola Mizachar, Elon Mizvolun, and then he quotes, Asniel, Yiftach, Shamgar, Yar, Avdon, Loyadati, Shemo, Shifteyam. I'm not sure which Shevet they were from, and Ruvein, Shimon, God, Asher, I don't know Mefurish either. So you gotta link some of the unknowns to the unknown Shvatim. Not all of them are known, Rashi says. Okay, but that was the answer that he gave him. Higia Chama Lachatzi Sukkah. The sun came and now covered half the sukkah. It's getting pretty sunny. Amar lo, we asked him again. Mao for Ephros ala asadin. Can I spread a sheet? Amar lo, again he did not answer. Ein lecha kol shevet b'shevet mi Yisrael shelo yatzim imenu neviim. Every Shevet had Nevi'im, right? 48 Nevi'im, Gemara says in Megillah. 48 Nevi'im, some of them were from each Shevet. Shevet Yehuda u'Binyamin he'ebidu malachim al pi ha'Nevi'im. And Yehuda and Binyamin counted, they had kings from them al pi ha'Nevi'im, right? Sha'ul and all the other kings of Shevet Malchus Yehuda. Finally, the son came all the way to the feet of Rabbi Eliezer, not to Yochanan. Yochanan had enough of the asking with Rabbi Eliezer not answering him. Not to Yochanan, sadin upires aleha. He took out a sheet and he spread it. Vehivshil Rabbi Eliezer talisa lachor v'yatzar. Rabbi Eliezer left. Lezer left. Why did he leave? Lo mepreshi afliko bedvarim, as we had this, you see on the side, back in Yuma Samach Vav, not because he argued, he was upset, that he wasn't being rude, that he didn't answer. El mepreshi lo amar davar shalo shama bipi rabba la'olam. He never said something that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. So if he didn't hear from his Rebbe, he wasn't going to say it. That's why he wasn't giving an answer, and he was just trying to change the conversation. This is the story. Remember the Gemara we had in Yuma when the question was asked about the Egel, and he answered, Ein le'isha el aplach. We gave the understanding of the Ben Yehoyada over there. So here too, the Aruch Lanier and others try to deepen the understanding. Do these have a real connection to the sugya at hand? The Aruch Lanier has a long piece where he tries to explain it. But, related to our sugya, hechi avid hachi, how did Rabbi Eliezer go up and stay in a different sukkah? Didn't he say, v'yab Rabbi Eliezer, ein yosim yisukkah l'sukkah? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that you can't go from sukkah to sukkah? So how was he here in Rabbi Yochanan's sukkah? So answer, regel achar havi. It wasn't sukkahs. It was shvuas. It was Pesach, it was some other sukkah. They were just sitting out in a sukkah just for benefit, not because l'shem mitzvah. So it doesn't really mean it wasn't sukkahs. That's why he could be there. Aye, but didn't he say he should stay home on Yontif in general? V'yamar v'liezer, mishabeach ani escho atzlanin. I praise those who are lazy. She'ein yo, not really lazy. Mishle, Shlomo HaMelech talks about the negative behavior of laziness. So it means in this regard, she'ein yotzin mi batei b'regel. Right, those who stay home for Yatif, right? That's who it's supposed to be. So even not Sukkot, how could he be? Shabbos Ave, you're right, it wasn't Yatif, it was Shabbos. Right, what's the language of the Brisa? It says Shavas. Shavas Bisukaso. Right, it was Shabbos, it wasn't Sukkot, it wasn't Yatif, it was just a regular Shabbos. V'tif shalei midi day. If it's Shabbos, so then why don't we prove his shita relating to a Hilcha Shabbos question, which was the root of the whole story? Ditzan, the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, Pekaka Chalon. We know this in Isser Del Raisa, the Malacha of Bona on Shabbos. One is allowed to create a structure. Binyan Ohel. What happens if there is already a structure there, and I want to be Mosif? I want to add on to the ohel. That's a machlokas. Titznan. Pakaka chalon. I want to close up the window. There's a hole in the wall, which is functioning a window, and I want to close it up with a pakak. So am I allowed to do that on Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it depends. Bizmasha kashur v'talui. If the pakak, the closure is tied on and hanging to the windowsill, so it's clear that this is meant to be opened and closed and opened and closed. What we would call in Hilchos Shabbos derech tashmisho, meant to be done and undone, done and undone, like a door, like a zipper, like any item that's meant to be done. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, transition glasses. Right, all of these are meant to be done and undone. So then poking and bow, then you could use it. V'im lav a poking and bow, but if not. If it's just on the floor and not connected, then you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Eliezer is machmir relating to this issue of hosafa alo al arai. V'chachamim omrim benkach v'benkach poken. L'cham say no. You could use it. It's mosif onto an ol arai. It's already a structure there, and therefore it's mutter. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer says it's asur. So why in the story was Rabbi Yochanan asking Rabbi Eliezer? He says it's asur. So you should know it from a Mishnah. Why did he did say it? So Gemara says, wait. Hasam hu demevatel. Over there by the Pekakach Halon, he's going to leave it there. And where you're going to leave it there, so then it's part of the Kosel Atzma, that's Mosif, and that's a problem. Where you're going to be Mevatel it there. Aval Hacha Delo Mevatel Lo. But here, where you're not going to be Mevatel it, so, right here, just putting a sheet for shade. You're not going to be Mevatel it there, then it is not a problem. So that's why there was no raya from that case. Period. Where else before in this Masechta have we had the concept of a bittel being mevatel something in a certain place? Not just bittel barov, which we had in the schach discussions. Where do we have bittel? So if you remember way back in the first parak, we had, if you want to, if you have your sukkah that's more than 20 amos high, and you want to be mevatel something there, if you put rocks there, if you put different materials there, if you put dirt there, that was the sukkah that we had all the way back on daf Dalit in the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, here too, mevatel and not mevatel. Tanu Rabbanan, couple of more stories. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer sheshavas b'Galil ha'Elyon, same place, he was shavas there. V'sha'aluhu shloshim halachos b'halach b'hilchas sukkah. They asked him 30 halachas in hilchas sukkah. Shteim esrei amar lahem shamati. 12, he said, I heard. Shmon esar amar lahem lo shamati. 18, he said, I never heard. Rav Yosi, Rav Yehuda, Amar Chilav Advarim. Okay, the opposite. Shmona Asar, Amar Lahem Shamati. Shemesri, Amar Lahem Lo Shamati. Right, so some of the questions he heard, some of the questions he didn't hear. Amru Lo, they said, Kol Devarecha, Eden Elam, Pia Shmua. What do you didn't hear? So give us the answer anyway. What, you only say things that you've heard? Right, this is good. This story is going to explain the previous story. Why he didn't give an answer. Said, what, you called the, what, you never, heard these? So give an answer. So Amar Lahem, he said, no. His Kaktuni Lomar Davar Shlo Shamati Bipi Rabosai. You're gonna force me to say something I never heard from my Rebbeim, and that's not what I do. That's not what I do. Miyamai, and let me explain. Let me explain my behavior. Miyamai Lo Katmani Adam Bebesa Medrash. Nobody ever got to the Beis Medrash before me. I was always the first one there. V'lo yashanti b'Beis Medrash. And I didn't sleep in the Beis Medrash. L'shein eskeva v'l'shein esarai. I never slept in the Beis Medrash. Even on Friday night when somebody was giving a Dvar Torah between, before after Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? I never fell asleep. V'lo hinachti adam b'Beis Medrash v'yatzasi. I never left someone in the Beis Medrash. Meaning I was the first one there and I was the last one out. What's he doing here by saying all of these behaviors? Giving himself a pat on the back? What's the purpose of this? So it could be, we've mentioned in the past, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, where Mar Ukva says, I am like vinegar compared to my father who is like wine. Why? Because my father weighs 24 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks, and I only wait, Sudach Rita, 6 hours, according to Rov Rishonim. So asks the Bali Musar, I don't understand. If Mar Ukva thought it was, this is, remember Mar Ukva, Gemara in Ksubis, that when he used to get stuck anonymously and an Ani wanted to know who it was, he ran away, he ran into the oven with his wife. This is Mar Ukva. If Mar Ukva wanted, thought it was such a great thing to wait 24 hours like his father did, why didn't he wait? He says, oh, my father's like wine, I'm like vinegar. So why didn't he wait? So the Bali Musar explained that no, he knew that that wasn't a chumra that was matimlo. He knew that wasn't appropriate for where he was up to in life. Right, if we're speaking Lashon Hara all day, so we're not at the stage of waking up for Tikkun Chatzos. Right, we have to go step by step, rung by rung. That's what Avodas Hashem has to be. So that's what Mar Ukva was saying in that Gemara. So some of Farshim explained, maybe that's what's going on here too. Right, Rebbe Eliezer was just explaining, he wanted to give background for his Chumrah, of not saying anything, except that if you heard it from his Rebbe. So he's just giving background in terms of what he does. He's not a Chas V'Shalom, saying it out of Gaiva. He's saying it out of, this is the stage of where I'm at, and therefore I was makabel this as well. That's what he was saying, so it's appropriate for where he was up to in life. So that's just a little background in terms of maybe why he mentioned all of these other items. See, he was always the first in the Beis Medrash, he was always the last out of the Beis Medrash, and weiter. V'lo sachti sichas chulin. I was never socheach sichas chulin. I never spoke sichas chulin. V'lo amarti davar shelo shamati v'pi rabbi me olam. There it is. That's the line that's important for us. I never said something that I did not hear from my Rebbeim. Good. What does it mean, lo sachti sichas chulin? He never spoke any sichas chulin. What does sichas chulin here mean? Rashi says on top, third line, sichas chulin, divrei havai v'schok. Nonsensical conversations and inappropriate levity. Translate it like that. Klomar, mashis safek biyadi, lo mipnei shalot tarachti b'chol eila. Meaning, that which I didn't know is not because I didn't do my job, I didn't stay with them. Meaning, I did exactly what I was supposed to do. But Rashi, for Tzrichas Chulin, Rashi's not saying neutral. Rashi's saying divrei schok v'havai, which have a negative connotation. If you remember, if you look in the Ben Yehoyada, he actually says this on the next piece, where Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is going to have the same midos. but he can relate it here. He says it's no da. The Gemara is about to say Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also never spoke Sichas Chulin. So he says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we know, lived 120 years. And the Gemara says elsewhere that he had 40 years asak bepragmatia, 40 years he learned, and 40 years he taught. So, lochein, he says, miyamav losach sichas chulin, it must be on those 80 years. The first 40 years, asak bepragmatia, you know, you have to have sichas chulin. That's what the Ben Yoyada says. So, Mestami, he would say the same thing about Rabbi Lazar, where he had to speak sichas chulin, he did speak sichas chulin. But one could say that that's not what Rashi is saying. Rashi is not saying, what do you mean? You could be Osik Bepragmatia and still not speak different Havai V'schok. Rashi is saying there's a negative, meaning all our lives, no matter what we're involved in, we have to be involved in positive, constructive conversations. And even if we're not learning or we're not teaching against that Ben Yoyada, like Rashi says, one has to be wary of what they're saying. And related to this, we mentioned last year in a Parsha Shir, the Rambam's five categories of speech. Remember that Rambam. Can't go through life without the Rambam. Rambam, in the end of Perek Aleph and in Pirkei Avos, Rambam says there are five categories of speech. Every word that we say fits into one of five categories, says the Rambam. Number one, you have the mitzuveh bo. You have what you are commanded to say. Kriyas HaTorah and Talmud Torah v'dibarta bam. Number one. Then you have the opposite. What's usher to say? You have the chiyuv and you have usher. What's usher? Eder sheker, rechilus, lashon hara, gidufim. Nivel peh, lashon hara. Right, that's category two. What's usher and what's mutter? The two extremes. Then you have dvarim shel rishus, says the Rambam. What are dvarim shel rishus? Dibur b'mashon nogei aladam. What we would call neutral and what life's about. You know, who's doing carpool today? Parnasa, mischar, shopping, machal, mishte, malbush. Yes, I call tzrachav. V'zeh rishus, einenu lo ratzui v'lo meruchat. It's not great, but it's not negative. It's too neutral. It's part of life. Being human beings, we have to be part of life. Taking care of things, right? That's also required, right? Fine. Then you have the other two categories. And that's the litmus test. What the Rambam calls, what is miruchak and what is merutzeh. Meaning, gray area. Leaning towards isser and leaning towards mesuveh. What's miruchak? Dibur she'ein bo to'elis la'adam atzmo. Right? Stam, you know, schmoozing. Kigon, rov sipure hahamonim, ma'ira mahaya. Current events, did you hear what happened? Ma'ira mahaya, feiches hisnagus melech ploni barmono, politics, umahaisa sibas mozo shaploni, oh ashra shaploni, how did he get rich? I mean, where it's not a negative even, that would be in the category too, lashon hara, a negative. V'zen nigra eitzel chachamim sicha b'teila. That's what Chacham called Kisicha Batela. V'chasidim mishtadlam ma'od lehisrachim midvarim eila. Right? Amru al Rav Talmid Rabbi Chiya shlosach sicha batela miyamav. Right? And that's what the Rambam would quote this. That's probably what the Rambam would understand this Gemara. Sichas Chulin. Sichas Chulin, that wouldn't be, you know, category five you have to do if you're part of life. Right? So it would be three and four. The category four is the Ratzui. Meaning philosophy and talking about mitos and positive, constructive topics, sheva chachamim, sipur, stories, kedei lachabiv hanokoseim, be'ini b'nei adam, v'yelchu baruch hoseim. Five categories. So according to the Rambam, you could put him with Rashi and say, it's only the negative. Meaning throughout our lives, we have to have proper sicha. Okay, important Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Okay, that was all behaviors of Rabbi Eliezer. That he never said something he didn't hear from his Rebbein. It's fascinating that if you look in Pirkei Avos in the second parak, where the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai describes all of his Talmidim, one of the Talmidim, like right here, we're about to see Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer, but if you look there, he describes all of his Talmidim, right? Each of them have a certain Mida. Each of them have a certain Mida. Chavisha Talmidim ha'yol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ve'elohein, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, that's our Rabbi Eliezer. Not Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach. That's a difference. Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach. So what is Rabbi Eliezer's midah that he describes? Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, bor sid she'eno ma'abi tipa. It's a bor, right, a limed in inside pit that never loses a drop. You put it in, it never lost. So he put that with this midah of Rabbi Eliezer. They never said something he never heard from his Rebbe. He never forgot anything. He remembered everything. He must have heard it, but he forgot. No, bor sid she'eno ma'abi tipa. That's his other midah related also to the fact that he never repeated anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Pirkei Avos and our Gemara. Vayter, second wide line. Amru alav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Miyamav lo sach sichas chulin. Again, in his days, that was the diak of the Ben Yoyada. Miyamav. He never spoke sichas chulin. V'lo halak dalat amos, v'lo Torah, v'lo tefillin. and he did it before Amos, without Torah and without tefillin. He was learning every second, right? Or he was involved in Torah every second. Like Tosfos says in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, that we don't make a new Birchas HaTorah throughout the day, because there's never a hefsek. We should always be involved on some, you know, in the latent part of our mind way. There's never a hefsek. V'lo kadmu adam l'beis ha-medrash, v'lo yashan b'beis ha-medrash, lo shenes kevah, lo shenes arai. He was always first in the beis medrash. I guess he and Rabbi Eliezer went to do two different batei medrash, or else they both couldn't be first. V'lo hir-her b'mevo'os ha-metunafos. And also, kavod ha-Torah. He never thought about Torah in inappropriate, dirty places. That's also kavod ha-Torah. Not to think about Torah in the bathroom is kavod ha-Torah. Right? Just like kavod Shabbos is not eating on Erev Shabbos. Right, saves it for Shabbos, not thinking about Torah in places where I shouldn't, that's respecting the Torah. V'lo hiniach adam beis medrash v'yatza, he never left the beis medrash before somebody else. V'lo matzu adam yoshev v'domeim el yoshev v'shoneh. Nobody ever saw him doing nothing. Right, he was always sitting and learning. V'lo pasach adam delas the talmidav elahu ba'atzmo. And nobody else opened the door for his talmidim and acted nicely to his talmidim. He himself, he was a great Rebbe. V'lo amar davar shelo shomam v'pi rabo me'olam. Also him, he never said anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. V'lo amar, interesting, the Aruch Haner says, if this Talmud and this Rebbe also never said something that they never heard from the Rebbe, how was there ever Torah that was said new? If this is a great Mida and a great Mila, right, Rabbi Yochanan, Zakar, Rabbi Eliezer, so how was there any new Torah? Im kolach hachamim yasu kein, heich yomar Talmud halacha shelo yada adayin. Right, how do you ever have it? It'll just stay the same quantity. So says the Aruch Haner, it must be a difference between halacha and applications of the halacha. A halacha, they would never say. They would never say they didn't hear from the Rebbe, because mistama, every halacha that was a significant, they heard from the Rebbe. The applications of the halacha, applying it to their lives, that obviously is new. And therefore, that's what they said, that they, if they didn't hear a yesod from the Rebbe, must not be that it's not, that it's not true. But the applying the halacha, says the Aruch Haner, that is what was done. Vilo Amar Viter, Higia Eiz Lamon mi Beis HaMedrash. They never said it's time to leave the Beis HaMedrash. They never ended early. Chutz Me'arvei Pesachim Ve'arvei Yom HaKippurim, except for Erev Pesach, so that they can get ready for the Seder and the kids don't fall asleep. And Erev Yom Kippur, where it is a mitzvah to eat. Rashi Shetzarech Le'echol Mibo Yom, the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah daraisa to eat. V'chein Hayer Rebbe Eliezer Talmidei Noeg Acharav. And that's what his student Rebbe Eliezer also did after him. Good. That was Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. That was Rebbe Eliezer. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Shmonim Talmidim Hoyilal Hillel Hazaken. Hillel Hazaken had 80 Talmidim. All the great stories in Shas about Hillel. Hillel in Masechta Shabbos and teach Torah on one foot. Hillel. And on top of the Gemara in Yuma we had, he went on top of the Beis Medrash in the snow. So all of that helped him create 80 amazing Talmidim. Shloshim Mehem, Re'uyim Shetishra Lehem Shechina Kamosha Rabbeinu. 30 of them were on such a level that they could have had Ashraz HaShechina. Kim Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean, like Moshe Rabbeinu? That's impossible. It's one of the animamins. So it doesn't mean in terms of Nevua. It means in terms of the potential that they could have achieved, right? Like the Pshat is given in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. When the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in the middle, when he talks about Bechira Chavshis, and he says that everybody can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and everybody can reach the level of Yeravim Ben Nevat. What does that mean? Everybody can reach Moshe Rabbeinu? No, it means that in terms of fulfilling their potential, then they could have Ashras HaShechina in that way. So he had 30 Talmidim that were on that level. Ushloshim Mehem, Ru'uyim Shetamu Lemchama, Ki Yoshua Ben Nun. And another 30 that were on the level of Yoshua Ben Nun. Just means one notch down. Esrim Beinonim, and then 20 Beinonim, right, the middle ones, Gadol Shebekulon, the greatest of them. Is this the greatest of the 20 or the greatest of the 80? Not 100% clear. The Rambam assumes it's the greatest of the 20. We'll see that soon. Be'ez Hashem. Gadol Shebekulon, Yonas ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The greatest Rabbi Yonas ben Uziel, and his Targum, and the smallest. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the smallest of the Talmidim. Amar Olav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the smallest. Shalohi Niach, Mikra, Umishna, Gemara, Halachas, Vagados. There was nothing that he did not know. Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, the Svaris, Halachas, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, Agados, right? The stories, Dikduke Torah. What are Dikduke Torah? Right? Rashi quotes, Ribui Osios, extra letters. Here, missing a letter. Dikduke Sofrim, right? That is the, Dinim Durabanan, Kalim Vachamurim, Kalvachomers, Xeros Shavos, Tkufos, right? All the astrology, Gematrios, right? There are a very, very small number of halachos learned that from Gematria. Right, maybe two. Right, you learn that from Gematria. There are Gematrias just mentioned in the Gemara. But for halacha, so the most well-known one is the one Rashi quotes here. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. Right, it says, Kadoshi Hiyeh, he has Gematria 30, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. We had one a couple of weeks ago in Rashi. Right, how do you know how much the Shemana Mishcha and the Lug, how do you know the Lug, says a Gematria of Yud Beis Lugin, that has to be loosed in for oil in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gematrios, Sichos Malachei Hashareis. Yochem Zakai understood the conversations of the angels, the Sichas Shadim and of the demons, the Sichas Dekalim. What does that sound like? The conversations of the trees? Rashi says, I don't know what this is. So we could also say, I don't know what it is. But somehow the trees waving in the wind, that somehow is also praising God. Mishalos Kovsim, Mishalos Shualim. The Mishalos of the dry cleaners. And the foxes, right? The way that the animals talk, Rashi quotes the Mishalim that others gave to trying to give Musar to the people in indirect ways. Davar Gadol, Davar Katan. And he understood big things and small things. What are big things and small things? Davar Gadol, Maisa Merkava. Right? That's metaphysics, the first parak in Yecheskel. Davar Katan, Havayos, Diavaya Varava. Davar Katan are Sugis and Shas. Lakayim, but let's just finish and then we'll talk about that line. Like Shas ends, right? To be manchil to those who love me, yesh, and I will fill their silos. If that was the smallest, if Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kodesh Bekulan Achas Kama Vakama, I can't imagine what the greatest one knew. Amar Alav Al Yonasan Ben Uziel, Bishasha Yoshiv Osik Batorah, Kol Ofsha Porecha Lav Miyad Nisraf. Yonasan Ben Uziel used to learn the greatest, birds flying overhead used to be burned up. Burned up. Why? Why was there fire there? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says here, why fire? The angels used to come and listen. And the angels are made out of fire. And that's who they used to burn up. They say when the Alshech used to give Divrei Torah on Shabbos afternoon, they say the angels also used to come and listen to what the Alshech HaKadosh says. And in Sfat, the Arizal said that the angels used to come and listen to the Alshech. But this is Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. Rashi says, it's the angels coming. Tosfos says, no, it's just a reenactment of our Sinai. And just like by our Sinai there was fire, so too, here, Shadvarim Samechem Kinesinasa B'Sinai, Shenitna Torah Ba'esh. Right, so either it was the angels or it was Maimid Har Sinai. Says the Chafetz Chaim, as only the Chafetz Chaim could say. So this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and this is Yonasan ben Uziel. You can't even imagine Hillel. You can't even imagine the Rebbe of all of these Talmidim. What Hillel was like. And then Vada Ayanora Ma'od. You can't even imagine. And then you can't even imagine Hillel's Shmaiv Avtalion. What they knew. It's like super duper fire on top of you. You can't even imagine. And keep going. And what about Chag Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevi'im that were before Shmaiv Avtalion? And what about Ezra, the Talmud of Baruch Ben Neriah? And what about Baruch Ben Neriah? And what about Yirmiyo Anavi? Keep going. And what about Yonah ben Amittai? And what about Elisha and Eliyahu and Achia Shiloni? Going all the way back to David HaMelech. And what does David HaMelech say? Galei nai v'yabita niflos b'torasecha. Hashem, please reveal the Torah. There's so much I don't know. So with all that, kavachomer, 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 go all the way back. And David says there's still so much. And we read the smallest, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And we think, wow. Wow, there's so much, and that's a drop in the ocean, says the Chafetz Chaim, as only as he could describe it in Shem Olam in Chelek Aleph. Okay, let's get to Davar Katan, Davar Gadol. What does it mean, Davar Katan? Havayis Davaya Varava, meaning Shas. So basically, what we do all our life is Davar Katan. That's what you understand from the Gemara. Says the Ritva. Oh, come on, can't be. Says the Ritva. That just means in relative terms, meaning compared to Maisa Merkava, compared to whatever that symbolizes, Davar Katan. But it's greater than anything else in this entire world. Pirish, Davar Katan, Ulagabi Maisa Merkava. Ulagabi Hanami, Lokari Davar Katan, Latalmud. Shaykadmu Lukulam. By the way, it was last on the list. Vehem Yasei, Shakol Taliba. Havayis Abaye V'Rabba is the yesod for everything. But what does it mean? Kushyus v'tirutzin v'sveika shalohem. Shlo nizvari lohem ebnei shalo yodu lo'omko sholtamen k'chachabim reishonim. It means they have to put in the time and they have to work hard for it. But it's only a davar katan in relative terms. But don't think that it is really a davar katan objectively. So other mefarshim explain what is davar, why is it called davar katan? Because Torah is involved in every davar katan in the world. All the dvarim katanim in the world that we think are not significant. No, davar katan is involved in even those. That's the Sefer Achayim. Sha'areim mosifim kedusha v'tara v'chol maasei uprati ha'adam. Afilu b'dvarim hanirim ketanim mishulayim. Even things that look small. You know, it gives significance to every little detail, every little minhag, every little action and behavior that Chazal go through. And you can't learn this Gemara without doing the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, the Rambam says, What are the first four parakim about? Four parakim about metaphysics, about the malachim and all the different worlds. And at the end of that parak, the Rambam says, Parak Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, V'inyane Arba'a Prakim Elu, Shevachamesh Mitzvos Ha'elu. These four parakim, which I discussed, the five mitzvahs. Which five mitzvahs? Belief in God, not believing in any other God, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. Right, those five mitzvahs. The four parakim about these five mitzvahs, Heim Shachachamim Arishonim Korno San Pardes. This is what the Chazal called the forest, Pardes. Kemosha Amr, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, Arba'a Nichnasu LaPardes. Four people went into the Pardes. The Af Alpi Shekdola Yisrael Hayu VeChachamim Gedolim Hayu. And even though they were all great, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Elisha Ben Avuya, and Rabbi Akiva, those were the four that went in. Even though they were all great, says the Rambam, Lo Kulam Hayu Ben Koach Leda Ulahasik Kol Advar Malborian. They were all not on the level. Only Rabbi Akiva made it out unscathed. Right? Only Rabbi Akiva. Va'ani Omer, says the Rambam. She'ein ra'uy lehitayel bepardes, elamisha nismali kreso lechem ubasar. You can't take a walk in the orchard until you're full of meat and bread. V'lechem ubasar, what's that? What's lechem ubasar? Hu leida biur ha'asar v'hamutar v'chayotzei bohen mishara mitzvahs. No halacha. No dalal chalkei shulchan aruch. No shas and poskim. That's lechem u'basar, says the Rambam. V'afalpi, here it is. V'afalpi shedvar meilu davar katan karuos on chachamim. And even though I know dafyomi suko chafches, that this is all called davar katan. Shahari amru chachamim. Davar gado maisa merkava. Davar katan havayas dabaya v'rava. Even though I know that. Afalpi kein ru'uyin hein lahakdiman. Even so, this has got to be first. Shehein miyashvin daito shel adam tchila. This is miyashev your das. This completes and helps your das. Va'od shehein. These havayis davaya v'rava. Hein atoba hagdola sheshpia kadosh baruch hol yishev olam hazeh. This is what Hashem gave for us in this world. Kedei limchol chaye olam haba. In order to earn olam haba, the efshar sheyedim hakol gadol v'katan ish v'isha ba'alev rachav ba'alev katzar. And he ends off by saying, and everybody in this world has the ability to know them. Everybody can know davar katan. But he says that's what we have to spend our time doing, lechem u'basar. I just might add, even though the Rambam says this, why does he put these four prakim first? Right, you might think, okay, I want to learn Mishnah Torah. Start off with Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. It's all about these metaphysics. You can't understand it. So even though the Rambam says that these four prakim have to be chronologically learned after, he puts them first because it's reflecting the importance of it. According to the Rambam, never said you learn Mishnah Torah from beginning to end. No, it's a conceptual sefer. It's not just a halacha sefer. And therefore, he writes here, then the Perek Dalet. These four prakim are not for everybody. And we have to spend our lives doing the entire Mishnah Torah, but not these four prakim. And after that, we can learn these four prakim. That's what he says. Right? Lechem u'basar, we have to spend our times doing. Look in the commentaries here, the pirush, the kasef Mishnah, that go into this Rambam. Okay, but we will continue. Here we go. Back to Inyanim of Sukkah. Mishahaya Rosh Rubo Basukkah. Vishokana Basokha Bayis. If somebody, where we have this Mishnah already, back on Daf Gimel. If somebody's head and body, most of his body's in the Sukkah, but his table is in the house. Basically, his table is outside the Sukkah. So, Mida Oraisa, it's fine. But Bidrabanan, are we worried that he's going to lean out of the sukkah? Beishamai post lenu beisilo machshirin. Machlokes, amru lehem beisilo beishamai. Beisilo says, lo kachay amaisa, isn't there a story that proves we're right? Shaholchu zikne beishamai, vizikne beisilo elavaker, esher b'yochanan ben hachoranis, didn't they go visit? Umatzuhu shahaya yoshev. Rosh of Ruba Basukha Vishakana Bazakabayas. They found him in such a sukkah, Falamrilodavar. They didn't say anything. Shtika Kahoda. Didn't they go visit? They saw him sitting in such a sukkah. They didn't say a word. Amrulahem Beishamai Misham Raya. Is that a raya? Ave Mamrulo. They did say something. Im Kena Yisa Noeg. If this is what you do, Lokiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If you've been using this sukkah, you've never been Yotzi in the mitzvah of sukkah. Question, is this a machlokes? Machlokes and Messias, what the story was. It's hard to say. If there was a story, there was a story. They got such opposite versions. I saw one of the Mepharshim explain, no. The story happened, there was nothing said. Maybe he was sick, maybe he didn't say anything. It was just, it's like a postscript of the story. It happened later. But it didn't happen at the time. So that's how it possibly could be, that somebody didn't hear about the last line of the story. Doesn't mean actually at that time, because they were all there. Very hard to say that there was a machlokas in that regard. But remember the machlokas we mentioned 24 blot ago, and that is regarding the lashon of l'kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If this is what you're doing, you've never been yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah. Tosfos back on Daf Gimel takes this very literally and says, you have never been yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah. The Rabbanon, even though this is only a psul de Rabbanon, the Rabbanon have the power to knock out a chefsa shal mitzvah mida oraisa. Or at least the Kiyum ha-mitzvah mid-araisa. That's what Tosfos says. And who argues? The Ran. The Ran right here in our Mishnah. The Ran says, you know what it means? Lo kiyamta mitzvah sikom yamecha? It means, one word, kara'ui. Properly. Meaning, of course, you were yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah, says the Ran. It just means kara'ui. You didn't do it as the rabbis wanted you to do it. That's the last line in the Ran, and the Yud Beis and Beis and the Dafi Arif. And he says, just like, where else do you have this? You have this from Rabbi Gamliel. What we say in the Haggadah, the Mishnah Psachim, Kol Shmi Shelo Amar Shlosh Dvarim Elu BePesach Lo Yotzi DeChovaso. If you didn't say Pesach Matzah Maror, you weren't Yotzei. You weren't Yotzei. Why aren't you Yotzei? Just talk about Yisias Mitzrayim. Says the Ran, it means Lokie Mitzvasan Karaui. You didn't do it like the rabbis told you to do it, but of course you did it. But Tosfos would say no. Once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill this mitzvah d'oraisa, and they passel this midrabbanan. That's it. The rabbanan have that power, right? And that's many, many examples of that, as we've discussed at length in terms of shofar and megillah on Shabbos and other examples. Not again for now. Feel free to review Daf Gimel. Vayter says the Mishnah: Nashim avadim uktanim p'turim asuka. Women and eved kananis and ktanim are p'turos from the sukkah. They're not in the sukkah, right? Zman grama. The Gemara is going to say, isn't it obvious? It's a Zman Grama. Why would I have thought otherwise? But separate from what the Gemara is going to say, the Lavush adds in two other reasons why I would have thought that maybe women are obligated, and therefore I have to come and say that they are not. The way the Lavush asks it, in Siman Tav Reish Mem, is, why isn't this like Dalet Kosos? Yes, the Gemara says in Psachim that it's Afin Hoyboso Anes. And Tosfos already asks, why don't you apply that by Sukkah? And Tosfos gives an answer, two answers. What are the answers? Why don't you apply Afinoyo Osodes by Sukkah? Number one, Tosfos Megillah says, you only apply the principle by Mitzvahs Durabanan, not by Mitzvahs Daraisa. Where do you have Afinoyo in Shas? Three Mitzvahs. Dalet Kosos, Mikra Megillah, and Neiris Chanukah. That's it. Rabbeinu Tam quotes it by Lecha Mishnah also. But the Gemara only has it by three. Tosfos says you can't apply it by Sukkah because Afinoyo only applies by Mitzvahs Durabanan. Number one. Number two, a second answer given by Achronim, is that Afinoyu only applies where there is an imminent danger. There's a danger, it's about Hashem saves us. In the Midbar, it was a mimushach, it was extended. It wasn't imminent. The Rachlan Er says right here, it was imminent. If Hashem would remove the Ani HaKavod, the snakes would cut to us. But either way, that's a second answer given. The Lavush says another answer, and that is, well, interesting. He says, by Dalet Kosos, what's the Chayv in Matzah, which is eaten with Dalet Kosos? You know, that's where the Chayv in Dalet Kosos. But sukkah is something separate. And therefore, just like they're not chayiv in dal and minim, they're also not chayiv in sukkah. Okay, and there's another line in the Lavush, but we'll continue, because we'll see what the Gemara has to say about it. Katan shein tzorach le'imo. Further in the Mishnah, a katan that does not need his mother anymore, chayiv v'sukkah, once he's yigiel l'chinuch, he's chayiv in the mitzvah of sukkah. Ma'isav yolda kalazo shashamei azakein. Shammai's daughter-in-law had a baby. Upiches ezamazeva. V'sikach al gav yamita b'shul katan. Right? And Shammai was so machmir, he wanted his little grandchild to be in the sukkah, so he took off the roof, and he put schach even for this tiny little baby. Minani mili, how do I know all these halachos that the women are not included? Ezrach ze the Tanarbanan. Ezrach ze Ezrach, right? All citizens. Ha Ezrach ve hey lahoti is anashim. Hey is an exclusionary letter to exclude women. Kol rabos the ktanim. Kol includes ktanim. Amar mar ha Ezrach lozi is anashim. Lameimra, so ha Ezrach is exclusionary. Lameimra de Ezrach. If it just said Ezrach without the hey, bein nashim in gavri mashma, that would include women. But for hatanya, ha Ezrach lo rabos is anashim. But if you look by Yom Kippur, ha Ezrach is inclusionary, not exclusionary. Ha ezrachius shechayavos beinui. Even women are included in inui of Yom Kippur. Alma ezrach gavri mashma. So which is it? Is ezrach inclusive or exclusive? Amar Rabba hilchas aninu vasbechinu rabbanan akrai. Really, we knew the halachas from Malachi Moshe b'Sinai, and then we just worked backwards and put them into the psukim. Hey krav hey hilchasa. Well, which one? Which one is obvious, and which one is the chiddush? Vesu kralamali abzalamali. And also, what do you need any of these for? Hasukkah mitzvah seishes van gramahu. V'chol mitzvah seishes van grama nashe peturos. First of all, by sukkah it says van grama, so therefore women obviously are peturos. Number one, and Yom Kippur midrav Yehuda maram nafkan. Yom Kippur has isurim related to it. The Amar Rav Yehuda or Onshim. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Chen Tana Dever Rabbi Yishmael Amar Kra Ish O Isha Hishvakas of Isha Leish Lachal Ocha Shabbatorah. So there's an onesh when it comes to Yom Kippur. There's no lo saseh, it's a mitzvah saseh of inui, but there's an onesh of kares. So what do you need psukim for here? By Ezrach, ha Ezrach, you know misvara, women are excluded from sukkah and included Yom Kippur. So two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, the olam sukkah hilchasa. Really, sukkah, from the psukim, women would be included in both. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes and tells me women are pater from sukkah. Why? How would I? Why do I need that? V'yitzrach. Sal kedai dechamina teishvu kein taduru. What's the havamina? Sukkah is about teishvu kein taduru. Madira ish ve'ishto. Av sukkah ish ve'ishto. Just like you live at home with husband and wife together, so too, sukkah, husband and wife together. Unbelievable. So because the man has an obligation of sukkah, and this obligation is teishvu kein taduru, we might obligate women for that. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Kamash malan, we don't go so far. And women, even though, so what's the answer? What's the kamash malan? What's the kamash malan? What about teishvu kein taduru? So is this, you're right, it should be, but you can't apply teishvu kein taduru to other people. Teishvu kein taduru applies to yourself. You can't obligate other people because of teishvu kein taduru. Is that the answer? Or is the answer, no, it's still teishvu kein taduru. Sometimes you're away, sometimes you're not together. Right, so the question is, what is the kamash malan? Because we don't reject the concept of teishvu kein taduru. Right, either we have to say this counter pressure, or there's an internal limit to this principle. One of the two you have to understand. This is, though, what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes this in Tafri Shlamites to try to defend or explain the minog of many in Chutz La'aretz who don't sleep in the sukkah. What is the reason that many people outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's very, very common that everybody, all the men sleep in the sukkah. What about in Chutz La'aretz? Says the Ramah. Mashanogin lahakal akshav b'sheina she'ishidim b'sukkah rakam and daktikim b'mitzvahs. Why? Number one, because it's freezing. Right? Many cold climates. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says in Nevardik. Right? It was freezing there. It's tire. Patam in a sukkah. Number one. Number two, the Ramah's answer that he likes is that no. Teishu kein taduru. Like the Havamina here. You have to eat in the sukkah, fine. But at night, husband and wife always sleep next to each other. V'li nira, mishav de mitzvah sukkah ish ubeso, ish ve'ishto kederach shu dar kol hashana. Ubemakab shlo yuchal yishonim ishto, she'in lo sukkah miyuchedes pater. Right, that's what the Ramah says, because husband and wife many times cannot sleep in the same sukkah. That's why. But he says, Tov lahachmir, v'liosham im ishto, kemoshu dar kol hashana. Build a sleeping sukkah for husband and wife. Kemefshar lios lo sukkah miyuchedes. Obviously, only if it's sanua. But that is the Ramah. But this Havamina is quoted in the Ramah. Period. One answer. Rava Amar Itzrich. Rava says a different reason why you would have had a Havamina. Maybe Rava cannot even fathom that Teishu Kein Tadur would obligate other people even in a Havamina. That's why he has a different Havamina. Maybe compare it to Pesach. Malahala Nashim Chayavos. Afka Nashim Chayavos. Just like women are obligated in matzah, so too in sukkah. Kamashvul, and they're not. We don't go that far with Tesvav, Tesvav. As we mentioned yesterday from the Gilyoni Hashas, the whole list of halachos related to comparing Pesach and Sukkot. The Hashad Amit Sukkah Hilchasa Krol Amali. So if Sukkah is based on Halach Moshe V'Sinai to overcome and preclude this Havamina, what do you need the Pasuk for? L'Rabo says HaGeirim. To include Geirim, you might not include Geirim. What might be the Svara? Because Sukkah is based on a historical event which they didn't go through. So maybe they're not obligated. Kamash Malan. No, no, no. Their neshamas were at Har Sinai. And, or, Lamaisa, they're Jewish now, and therefore they're obligated. So that's all Sukkah. Yom HaKippurim, Midr of Yudam Arav Nafka. So again, Yom Kippur also, you know from Yudam Arav. What do you need a pasuk for? You know it from the fact that this is an Onesh, and women are included. You need it for the Tosefes. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. They have to start fasting early. Once the Torah, which we learned in Maseches Yuma, once the Torah differentiated between the Inui of Yom Kippur and the Tosefes regarding a punishment that Azara, lo nischaibu nashim klal, once it's different, maybe women should not be included. After all, there's no Onesh. Kamash v'lano, it's still an extension of the day, and therefore they are obligated. Good. So again, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, we spoke about at length in Maseches Yuma. Amar Mar, call Rabos as Aktanim. The Atnan Nashim Avadim Aktanim Pturim and a Sukkah. What does the Brisa mean that Aktanim are obligated? The Mishnah says the Farish Aktanim are not obligated. Lo Kasha Kan Bekatan Shigiyah Lachinuch Kan Bekatan Shelo Higiyah Lachinuch. It depends on the age of the child. Katan, right? The age of once a Katan Shigiyah Lachinuch, then they're obligated. They're obligated based on a pasuk. Katan Shigiyah Lachinuch Midur Abanu. A Katan is never obligated to Arisa. Even if you want to say a child is obligated, it's only Drabanan. You're right. Mi Drabanan v'kra aslachta bi'almahu. It's Mi Drabanan, and the Pasuk is aslachta bi'alma. We have the famous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and Brachas and Naf Memches, which this Gemara sounds like one of those shitas. In formulation, is the chiyuv mitzvos of a child on the child or on the father? Rashi says it's on the father. Tosfos has a lashon that it's on the child. So Tosfos can't mean that it's literally on the child. A child is pater for mitzvahs. A child is a la bar das. Right? You can't say a child is really obligated. But just in terms of conceptual analysis, do we view it as if there is a chiyuv that the father has to help the child fulfill his chiyuv? Not literally in terms of a chovas gavra, but that is the machloka. So this Gemara sounds like, you know, the katan is obligated, midr rabbanan. Anyway, it's interesting. If you look at all the Rambams, which we're not going to do now, every Rambam, by like 10 different mitzvahs, he has different lashonos of a katan. A katan is chayiv, milamdin is aktanim. There's all different lashonos of what the Rambam uses. The Rambam says, katan shiyocho lecho mechanchino sova mitzvos. Or, katan mechanchino sova mitzvos, also by, right, by Megillah. But, also he says, by sukkah, katan shiyin atzorach limo, chayiv besukkah, midibre sofrim. Katan hayodela nanea, chayiv belulav. So sometimes he'll say, milamdin or mechanchino so. Sometimes he'll say, chayavin. Benching. Katanim chayavin bebirchas amazim. Midibre sofer gudei lechancha bemitzvahs. So do a study of all the Rambams. Which ones does he formulate as mechanchinosam? And which ones does he say chayavin themselves? Interesting. Last section. Katan shenazorach l'imo v'chulu. Hey chidami katan shenazorach l'imo. How do you define a child who does not need his mother? Amri debir, which is the shear for yilachinuch. Amri debir b'yanai kol shenifne v'inu'in makan chaso. He could be independent in the bathroom. Right, that's the first day. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Kol Shenayer Mishenaso, if somebody wakes up during the night, Ve'ino Kore Ima Ima, and doesn't call their mother, right, numerous times, then he's independent. Says the Gemara, Gedolam Nami Kara, what do you mean? We all have older children, they're also calling for us in the middle of the night, right, and they need us. So that's not a simple of Katnus versus Gavlus. Ella, no, Kol Shenayer Ve'ino Kore Ima Ima. No, it means that they would call once, but if they don't get an answer, then they'll settle themselves. Right? So that's the limit. Period. Maisa Vyelda Kalas of Achulu, Maisa Listar. We just said that a katan is pater, and then we quote Shami Azakain, who, right, took off the roof for his newborn grandson. Chisurim Achsar of Achitani, add in Vishamai Machmir. Shami was Machmir, Umaisa Nami, Vyelda Kalas of Shami Azakain. He was, his daughter-in-law had a baby, Upichet is a Mazeva, Vizikha is Amita, Alamita Bishwala Katan. So Shami was Machmir on himself, in order to bring his grandson into the sukkah. Let's just do one line, the first line of the next Mishnah. Again, there's so much here. We're trying to get our feet wet as much as we can. Kol shevat hayamim adam osa sukkaso keva ubeiso arai. All 7 days, a person has to make his sukkah keva and his house arai. Interesting, it doesn't just say make your house keva, make your sukkah keva. It also says ubeiso arai. Both of them. You can't have two kevas. We should try to move our headquarters for that week to the sukkah. And just one final hara, the Sharam Siyan Balacha notes, but it's based on the Mishnayos. So it says we have to make our sukkah keva, but we hold a sukkah has to be a diras arai. So the chefza has to be arai, but the yeshiva has to be keva. Right, it's an important hara. I mean, it's obvious, but it's an important hara that he makes. In terms of keva and arai, it's a chefza shel arai, but a yeshiva's keva. And he discusses why Chazal didn't do the opposite. Why did they make us have an arai yeshiva and a keva chefza? He said, no, because it's about ananiya kovid and sukkas mamish, right? He gets into that, but that's the, that's what we paskin. That the chefza has to be arai while the yeshiva has to be keva. Okay, well, to stop here, I go in chodesh to all, yishnich nasadar, and v'Hashem, one more daf to the second paragraph of Masechta Sukkah.